You're listening to Business Builders on Talking Lifestyle for this Thursday night. Koshy, welcome.
Hello, Nick. Good to be here again.
And indeed it is. So, we have a big show tonight. Yet again, you've got plenty coming up.
Benny Parker from Lighthouse is going to look at the top five mistakes that founders of business actually make and how to avoid them. We certainly have a great entrepreneur to really inspire you, Mel Perkins from Canva, an online design business started here in Australia and has now millions of customers around the world, all founded here, grew here, now have investors from around the world, so they're going to be terrific. And Tim Harcourt is going to teach us about exporting to Vietnam. So a lot ahead of us.
It's a good space. Now, to start us out, a fantastic lineup, of course, and to get us going, something that's come up from a few small business owners of late, and that's branding.
Yep.
And how to protect yourself by registering your brand. Social media is a great way to get your brand out there, but it's also impacting identity and brand theft. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a really interesting area because a lot of small business owners don't protect themselves in this area because a lot of them think, maybe I'm not big enough protect the brand. How do I make that decision? How easy? It's a bit complex. I'll just wing it at the moment. Or it's not big enough to protect. But
it involves a few forms, maybe
exactly
a bit of registration, a bit of money up front.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is it worth it? It's a great case to think about what you should be doing. And I've called on Ethicate, who are the trademark attorneys and experts in this area. Kate Ritchie joins us now. Kate, good evening to you.
Hi, David. How are you going?
Now, you specialise in providing advice and services on intellectual property law, trademarks and brand protection. Why is registering your brand so important?
Well, I think, Koshy, the first thing you've really got to recognise is that your brand is your unique personality for the business, and it's your reputation, which, let's face it, we only have one. So it makes sense to protect it. And I think registration, especially for small businesses, is the most effective way to do this. Now, there's three reasons I think that are really key for making the decision to register your brand as a trademark. And the first one is that trademark registration will give small business owners exclusivity. So they can stop others from using it. And really, trademarking is the only way that you can do this. So a lot of small business owners that I've worked with have come to me because they've gone out there and they've registered a business name or a company name, and they think that gives them exclusivity in the brand, which it doesn't. So it really is important, I guess, to look at trademarking as an option, because the last thing you want as a small business owner, and we have limited funds, is to have competitors going out there and using something the same or similar. It's really going to devalue the brand name and your reputation. So exclusivity is really important. I think the second point to note is that it's trademark registration is something that can be used as both a shield and a sword. So it's really about acting as a deterrent. It works really well as a deterrent to have something on the register that shows that you're the owner of the trademark, and going back to exclusivity. And it's also actually a far more cost-effective and easier way to stop infringers. So you mentioned before that using going off and registering a trademark, a lot of small business owners think it's quite expensive and that they're not important enough. But, you know, on the flip side of that, it's actually a much more cost-effective way for small business owners to protect their brand. Plus, they're also protected from infringement claims against them as well. So, you know, the sword and the shield concept is really important. Part of that process is that they can even, if they're a product-based business, they could also register their trademarks with customs to help stop counterfeit goods at the border.
Wow.
And I think that's a really important thing, as a small business owner. It's a cost-effective way rather than trying to protect everywhere internationally. And I think the third reason as well is that it creates an asset for the business. So it can be licensed or, you know, through a franchise, or it could be secured under a loan or even sold. So I think it, you know, small business owners can, I think, underestimate their capacity to grow, and they need to think about what their goals are for their business and what they want to do with it, and then protect their brand accordingly. So for most businesses, a trademark will be their most valuable asset, and it should actually grow in value rather than depreciate like most tangible assets.
Okay. Kate, who administers trademarking, and is it a big rigmarole to go through?
Yeah, well, IP Australia is the government agency that administers trademarks. Look, they try to make it as simple as possible for, particularly for startups and small businesses to protect their brand. It is quite easy to do it. It's not always that easy to do it well. So, you know, you've really got to know what you're doing when you're going on there. And whilst they're great at giving you information, they're not always going to give you the particular specific information that you need.
So you might need a lawyer to help or whatever. Overall, give us a ballpark. If I'm a small business and I'm thinking, okay, I'm agreeing with Kate here. Can I afford it? What's a ballpark?
Look, I think if you budget about $1,500, you should be pretty right to get your trade.
See, that's all right.
$1,500.
I must admit, I thought it would be a lot more than that.
I was thinking five.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So I think it's, you know, sort of worst case scenario, you'd be maybe looking at $2,000, $2,500 if you were going for a whole lot of products and services.
Right.
Because you pay, you know, per class of goods when you're registering with IP Australia. But generally, yeah, we try to
our fees really good
for this process. Yeah. It's a small investment for 10 years of protection for your brand.
Mm. Kate, what about domain space? Once you've registered a domain, do these sorts of considerations come into play as well? Trademarking, does it apply there?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, what you do is you'd almost start with your trademark process first. A lot of people do it the other way around. But, yeah, it is important. It can help if you've got a registered trademark, then you're able to actually, you know, potentially initiate proceedings to stop squatters, cyber squatters from registering something similar. It can make that process just that little bit easier.
Right. And at what stage should you think about registering your brand? Like, a lot of small business owners would say, oh, I'm not big enough yet. Does that even come into consideration?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the clients we work with are startups and small business, and I always say that ideally you get your trademark underway and protected before you even launch, because once you've launched, you're already at risk of infringement.
Yeah.
So setting aside the fact that there's the cost of registering and protecting, there's a cost of infringing someone else. So it's really important to get that advice up front as soon as you can and incorporate it into your business plan early. It really is, and I've worked with clients who have started off very small and are now huge clients, large corporates, and their trademarks are now worth about 70% of their overall capital. So you just, you know, have a bit of faith in yourself as a small business owner that you've got the capacity to grow and get your ducks in a row early.
Right. Okay, so IP Australia is the place to kick it off with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Some terrific guidance there for us. Kate, really appreciate your time. Ethicate. Now, where does the Ethicate name come up? Is that you?
Yeah, well, I just work. So obviously I had to practice what I preach. So I spent a bit of time working through and doing some clearance on my own brand.
Good.
and coming up with something inventive. So
yeah.
Ethicate was kind of based on my own personal values and my business values, and obviously I found a way to incorporate my name into it as well.
I love it.
Yeah,
good idea. Okay, thanks again for your advice.
Great, thanks.
That was less complicated and less costly than I even thought.
You'd
be a mug not to to trademark your business name and your products.
As Kate says, it becomes maybe your most valuable asset. Yeah. So $1,500, maybe $2,500, right?